You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, only on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It's 11:35 and we're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. Our guest today is Dr. Wayne Beasley, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine out at Cedar Creek Veterinary Clinic in Williamston. And we're talking about the issue of how to put in a water garden or a koi pond in your outdoor or in the inside of your home. Dr. Beasley, one of the questions that I've got, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners do as well, is it's beautiful to have these pond systems up during the spring and the summer and even the fall, although you got to clear the leaves out of there. But in the winter, what do you have to do with your fish? Are they okay staying outside? Do you have to have a heater in there? What types of steps do you have to take to keep those fish healthy during the cold winters we've got here in Michigan?
Well, if you've got your pond constructed properly and you don't have that fish density too high, basically it's a matter of watching the temperature of the pond in the fall. When it drops below about 50 or 55 degrees, your fish are going to no longer need to be fed. They may still beg a little bit, but their ability to digest food once that water temperature goes down diminishes. So you've got to make sure that you're going to shut off the food supply to the koi. Usually that's going to be probably in late October, November. And then basically you got the leaf drop. You got to make sure that your pond is staying clean and your filter doesn't get clogged up with leaves. And then eventually you're going to have, an ice cover over your pond. In the winter, plants are going to die off. That's going to use up oxygen. If you've got ice covering your pond, again, that's a barrier to oxygen exchange. So the recommendation is to keep some ice-free area in your pond. You can do that either with an aerator. You can do it with water flow, either via a waterfall or a submergible pump that can bring water from below the surface to above the surface, and that's going to keep that water open. You don't want to draw water off the very bottom of the pond, which is actually the warmest area of the pond, and that's the section that the fish are going to naturally gravitate to. Most of the time, that water is about 39 degrees in the middle of the winter. So if you are going to be using a pump to keep the surface of the pond open and free of ice, you only want to draw that water from about half the depth of the pond. You don't want to disturb that nice warm 39-degree sanctuary that the koi have, because otherwise you're going to introduce stress. And as everybody knows, there's always bugs around, and as long as your immune system's good, you're going to stay healthy. Same with koi. If they're in low stress, if the water quality is there, they're going to naturally have good immunity, and you'll have a successful overwintering.
Interesting. What other issues can cause stress for the fish in one of these pond systems? Are there other conditions that create the stress environment that people need to avoid?
Are you talking about during all times of year?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, for the most part, it's water quality. You don't want ammonia building up. You don't want temperatures to go extremely high. That's going to affect the fish's ability to get oxygen, because as the water temperature raises, less oxygen is dissolved in the water. So basically, you've got summertime stresses of heat and predation. You've got the great blue heron. That's the thing that wreaks havoc with a lot of ponds. And if there's predators walking around the pond, that's definitely a stress on them. Also, if you're having to, for some reason, get into the pond and do maintenance, whenever those fish are darting around, they're under stress. They may be making micro abrasions on their skin as they run into rocks and stuff like that. And that's going to be an entryway for pathogens. So all these things come together to inhibit the fish's immune system. And if you can have a nice tranquil pond with good water quality, regular feeding, you're going to have a much more satisfying fish keeping experience.